Hi, it's Mark Walters, host of Armed American Radio. Thank you for supporting all of our sponsors. Here's a quick word from one of them, and enjoy today's Armed American Radio broadcast.
You value your constitutional freedoms and liberties in all their forms. Like your Second Amendment rights, did you know the Constitution protects gold and silver as well? That's because financial freedom only is possible if you can actually conduct business with a trusted medium of exchange. For over 45 years, McIlvaney ICA has helped investors take a strategic approach to portfolio design, maximizing and safeguarding your assets even during a financial crisis. What sets us apart is we advise you. Your precious metals portfolio is managed to help you achieve your financial goals through delivery, storage, or retirement accounts. To receive our free summary on safeguarding your financial freedom with physical precious metals, even if you already own them, call us at 800-525-9556, or you can receive this free report online by going to ica.gold. That's ICA.gold, or call us at 800-525-9556.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Indeed it is. As I say every day, welcome inside these Armed American Radio Daily Defense studios. Where the heck do you want to go today? Gee, I don't know. Do we have anything to talk about? Good heavens. Hey, I got something fun. My new bump stock just showed up at my house. How about that? Well, about a week ago, I just haven't had time to talk about it, really. But yeah, I got a new bump stock. You know why? Because I don't like people telling me I can't have something. So I bought a piece of plastic at a really good price before the company that makes it stopped selling them and closed up shop. So I got one. Come get me. Come get me. That's right. I got a bump stock. I'll let you know how it works out. Looking forward to getting it out on the 37 acres and having some fun with it. Never had any desire to have one until somebody told me they didn't want me to have one. So I got one. Let's go right to the phones because I know we're going to have a great time today. Let's go right to Dave Workman. Dave Workman, welcome to the program. How you doing, brother?
Well, I'm fine. I don't have a bump stock, though.
So oh, you're no fun. Well, you know, it's kind of like this. I never had any desire. I've made it clear on the program a number of times, Dave, and I think I may have even told you this on air, but I have fired guns with bump stocks in the past on three separate occasions, and each time I fired the gun with the bump stock, I don't know what makes they were, so I can't say. I wouldn't anyway. It really doesn't matter. But in each of those three instances, the gun eventually jammed before I was able to finish a magazine. I never had any desire to fire them. Where was it fun? Yeah, rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat, woo-hoo. If I want to do that, I'll go spend money, you know, at a machine gun shoot or something like that, or a place that's got class three. So I never had a desire, but now somebody tells me I can't have it, so I bought one. And I got it for a really good price, right about $100, you know, 10 hours before the company that makes it quit shipping them. So I have one. So why not? What are your thoughts?
Well, I've told people this repeatedly, that the way to cause a rush on anything is to tell the American consumer that they can't have something.
Right, right.
And unfortunately, a fair number of my colleagues in the press don't seem to understand that until I sit down and just almost have to verbally diagram this. And you know, we've seen this. The track record is there. Every time in the last 8 or 9 years, certainly the 8 years that Barack Obama was in there, every time they talk about gun control, there would be a rush on gun shops and sporting goods stores. People wanted to buy modern sporting rifles. They wanted to stock up on ammunition. You'd see these guys show up at gun shows walking out with cases full of ammunition. And it doesn't take a Rhodes scholarship to understand what's going on there. It just takes an understanding of the law of supply and demand. And eventually, some of these people understand, but it's like trying to hit them upside the head with a brick. You know, if you want to dry up guns, or if you want the gun problem to go away, stop talking about it. Just shut up. Every time Nancy or Diane or one of those other goofballs opens up their mouth and starts talking about gun control, people rush out to buy something because like you, it's an American trait. If somebody tells you you can't have something, you're going to get it.
Oh, especially in this case.
Oh, yeah.
This was personal, man, okay? A piece of plastic. It's always just a piece of molded plastic, but I can't have it. Why? Because David Hogg doesn't want me to have it? Because one criminal, and that, look, this is an obscure device. I know we're talking about something. You know, it's an obscure device that virtually no, well, I can tell you this with certainty. I think you'll agree with me, that nobody in Congress knew what it was until Vegas.
That's nobody, right.
They never even heard about it.
Prior to October 1st of last year, the overwhelming majority of people in the United States had never heard of those things. And because it's been used in one significant, horrible crime,
right.
Now they, you know, they're worse than the spawn of Satan, you know. It's just,
Were you the one that wrote the column, Dave, about very few people turning them in various states? Did you write that piece?
No, I didn't, but it appeared in Liberty Park Press. In
right.
fact, you know, that's been reported widely in some of the online publications, and it's true. People aren't turning those things in. That's another problem that the anti-gunners don't seem to understand. They looked at what happened in England when they had a handgun ban, and they looked what happened in Australia when they ordered people to surrender certain firearms for money. They would reimburse them, I think, for pennies on the dollar. And they look at the United States and figure, well, you know, we've got a whole bunch of similar lemmings here. And I think they lose sight of the fact that a lot of people, especially the people who own guns, really do understand that there's a Second Amendment in the U.S. Constitution, and that's the law of the land, not something that some bonehead in Congress wants to tell us. You know, we've got a right to have these things. It's not a privilege. It's a right.
You know, you're bumping up against something I talked about yesterday and the day before, really, without even knowing it. But I was talking about natural law versus man-made law. There's a big, big difference. You know, when you're out in the woods, if a bear attacks you, you have a right to defend your life from that bear. And you have the right to use whatever tool you can find at your disposal to defend your life. You have that exact same natural right against a human predator. And you have a right to use whatever tool at your disposal to do it. The courts have even found that a felon can use a firearm if they happen to be near it and their life is in danger to save their own life.
That's right.
Okay, we're talking man-made. I'm glad you brought that up because it goes back to the bump stock. And I don't have the article in front of me. I read it in all of my day's research. That's what I do all day. I read this stuff. Sometimes I lose track of it. I wasn't planning on talking about bump stocks today. But I did see the column where in states where the law went into effect, Dave, that I think three of them in total have been turned in Massachusetts. I think two in Washington State have been turned in. There's $150 buyback.
People aren't going to surrender that stuff. They do. They're just not going to do it.
Well, it's unenforceable, and that's what the that was the important part was that in order to enforce a bump stock ban or a ban on anything, quite frankly, relative to a Second Amendment protected item, a firearm. It would require going door to door because I can tell you right now, I think my bump stock's pretty safe in the state of Georgia. And frankly, I don't care. I just told the world I have one.
I'm glad we've strayed into that weed patch about enforcing a law because this brings up something of a real current event that's a heck of a lot more serious than bump stocks. And that's what's going on right across the lake from my headquarters here in Bellevue, Washington. Mm-hmm. In the city, or should we say the Soviet of Seattle.
You've got so much going on. Pick one. Just pick one.
Well, the mayor, Jenny Durkin, a liberal who seems to be tilting farther left every day, has proposed some so-called gun safety reform measures in the city. Now, she's overlooking the fact that we have one of the oldest state preemption laws in the nation,
right.
And she may run into that. But one of the things that she's proposing is a safe storage requirement. And my question has repeatedly been, you know, to people who ask me about it, how are you going to enforce something like that?
Right.
You going to send the cops around to do a knock and talk to every homeowner in the city? There's no gun registration. city? And even if there were, are the cops going to come knock on your door without a search warrant of some kind, without probable cause? I was talking to a guy yesterday afternoon about this, and I was really blown about it. I said, look, you're not talking about a Second Amendment issue anymore. You're talking about the Fourth Amendment.
This is Fourth Amendment stuff. Yeah, you're wading right into Fourth Amendment stuff here. Let me take this to the break because, gosh, I wish I could keep you for the full hour, but you and I were talking earlier. Said, man, do we have enough time to cover everything? The answer to that is no. I could have 3 hours today, and I don't have enough to cover stuff with you. But these are two interesting topics. See how when Dave and I get together and talk, the conversation just opens up and flows, and it's not really by design. It just kind of happens, and that's what happens when we sit together and talk in private as well. So you're getting really good insight as to how these conversations flow in real life, not just in front of microphones and on telephones. But interestingly, I do want to go there with that because you are now wading into Fourth Amendment issues. And
yeah,
when we talk about gun bans, it's the same thing, Dave. Now, we're getting ready to take a break here in a second, so let me just kind of flow this through so I don't have to cut you off. But I'll kind of lead it this way, give you something to think about during the break. And that is Connecticut, Dave. We saw the same thing after Sandy Hook. We see the knee-jerk reaction from that Democrat up there, Daniel P. Malloy. He's he's a Democrat. That's right. Who knee-jerk, middle of the night, let's ban or register. Now we have to register AR-15s. Very few people registered their guns. How are you going to enforce that? What are you going to do? I'm still waiting for it. I've called on the authorities in Connecticut to start enforcing their registration, but they can't. For a lot of different reasons. And that's where we're going to go down that rabbit hole with Dave. Second Amendment infringements leading to Fourth Amendment issues. Dave Workman, you know him, you see him everywhere. American Handgunner, you see him in Conservative Firing Line, Liberty Park Press, Second Amendment Foundation, and CCRKBA. We'll be right back. We all hear the stories in the news, don't we, right? The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. It's crazy. But thanks to our court system, this happens all the time. And that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. So here's what I want you to do. Start your journey to complete concealed carry and family defense confidence today. It's easy with the USCCA's Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, and it's 100% free. Simply go to armedandresponsible.com right now to get instant access. It's that easy. You'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, how to responsibly own and store a gun, even if you have little kids, and a lot more. It's 164 pages, comes with a complete audiobook that I recorded for you so you can listen in your car. It's 100% free, it's life-changing, and for a limited time, you'll also get a bonus home defense checklist. Don't miss this great opportunity. Visit armedandresponsible.com right now for 100% free access. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Oh, I have to tell you, the USCCA, this was fun to do. I did it myself for you. It was 164 pages, but I read it for you. I did the audio for you. It was a lot of work, but it was insightful. It was incredible, and this is an organization I've been with from day one. I'm a member number 32, for crying out loud. I've been a member of USCCA before it. Became what it was. Literally, I was member number 32 because I wanted to get the magazine. I began writing for the magazine, and it all rolled from there. Now the organization has hundreds of thousands of members and continues to grow. But it was an honor to be able to ask to voice the complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, and then to be able to give it to you in PDF format and book format and audio version was huge. Because, you see, bad things happen to good people, and our court system can sometimes wrangle the wrong person, the good citizen, you. It happens all the time. That's why you need to know this stuff. You've got to start your journey to complete concealed carry and family defense confidence today with this material. You'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive mass shootings, responsibly own and store guns, etc. It's 100% free. It's life-changing. Home defense checklist with it is free for a limited time. ArmedandResponsible.com, ArmedandResponsible.com. Go get it. And one more today I want to mention to you, the McIlvaney ICA. They have a website specifically for you, Armed American Radio listeners. When you go to ICA.gold, you'll see, welcome, Armed American Radio listeners. Banks are under tremendous pressure right now. Well, their banks aren't. Banks are putting gun owners under tremendous pressure, refusing to do business with us. Us. Simply because we exercise a right. You've got investments. Most adults do. We're not talking about children here. We're talking about adults. Why not work with somebody that wants to work with you? This stuff is personal for me. It's close to my heart because I'm shifting stuff from Bank of America to USAA, everything else. I hate all this hassle. But you know what? Just like Dave Workman and I were talking moments ago, don't tell me I can't have something. The heck with you. But McIlvaney ICA wants your business. They want to work with you. If you've got investments, talk to them about it. They came to us and said, we want your business. ICA.gold. Check it out. Work with people that want to work with us. I don't understand why we wouldn't all do that collectively. There you go. Let's go back to Dave Workman. Dave, First Amendment, Second Amendment, Fourth Amendment are tying in here bigger than I've ever seen in my life, the examples of it. The left trying everything they can to stop us. Dinesh D'Souza is a great example. Trump pardoned him today. Full pardon. Wiped that whole garbage out from the Obama administration. Gun owners under significant pressure from the left to silence what we talk about and then banning things. Now we go into Fourth Amendment. This is dangerous territory, Dave Workman. I don't think I've ever seen it like this.
Well, unfortunately, this sort of thing has never happened before. The left now is bankrolled, really, by elitist billionaires who think that the Constitution is for sale. And my rights aren't for sale. Your rights aren't for sale. And that's the problem. In Washington state, they're going to run an initiative, it looks like, prohibit people 18 to 21, young adults, from buying semi-automatic modern sporting rifles. they're going to throw a gazillion dollars into the kitty, I think, just to make sure they can buy enough signatures to get on the ballot. This has been happening for the last few years. These elitist billionaires have it in their minds that just because they've got all this money, they can tell the rest of us how to live. And that's not the way it works in the United States. And my biggest concern is that at some point, these people are going to push too far, and the backlash is really going to be a problem. And, you know, we don't know where that sort of thing can go. We've seen the violence on the left. My gosh, one of my stories in Conservative Firing Line last December got a response from some moron who said, geez, Workman, I hope you get shot, preferably right in the face.
Right, right. I remember talking about it.
That's right. Yeah, we did talk about that. Mm-hmm. You know, where does this come from? Well, I think it comes from a mindset that not only thinks it can tell us how to live, but wants to erase us from the American landscape, you know, violating the Second Amendment, getting rid of the Second Amendment, and going after the Fourth Amendment with these stupid storage requirement laws that are impossible to enforce. This kind of nonsense would be funny if it wasn't so alarming. And it's like these guys slept through American government class in high school.
We're way beyond that now. We are sadly way, way, way beyond that. And I believe, really, because of the social media, this instant access combined with the 20s, you know, you've been hearing me preach this for years. I've been doing this over a decade here, saying the same thing, but I'm right every time I talk about it, and that is a 24-hour news media combined with social media that is pushing a particular anti-American agenda and is able and capable of and desiring to do it 24/7 and shove this message down our throat. You wrote about it at Liberty Park or over at Conservative Firing Line. Again, I forget, but you wrote about it at Liberty Park, anti-gun groups using tactics necessary to win.
And that's right, and I think the headline of that says everything. And, you know, I read this from a piece in American Spectator. It inspired me to write the article. And they will stop at absolutely nothing to get what they want. And they've got all this money behind them now that essentially protects them to get away with this stuff. They've got a herd of attorneys probably helping them out. They've got this financial momentum. They've got all the hand-wringing liberals jumping on board with them. And it's based on emotional arguments that I think boil right down to the fact that a lot of these people don't like the idea that guys like you and me, gun owners in America, we're self-reliant. We don't depend on the government to come and help us out. We take care of business.
But why emotional argument? It's an oxymoron, I think. Emotional argument. Anybody with any honesty, intellectual honesty, knows, or any smarts anyway, knows that if you're emotional about something, you hold off the decision until you can calm down so you can be rational. So there's an oxymoron there with the emotional argument. It's really tough to argue with people that are emotional. Dave, well said. I know I'm going to run out of time, but yesterday I talked about this. I would love to get your perspective. And if you want to come back on and talk about this in detail, I'm going to ask you what I think is a legitimate question in today's day and age. We have a handful of kids, and I refer to them as kids, even though they're adults, because they apparently want to remain children. The age of adulthood is something we determine as a body of people in a legislative process. It used to be 21 for everything. We dropped it to 18. It used to be 18 to drink. We made it 21. There's no set rule here. We've got 30 seconds. I'm going to run out of time. Gosh, Dave, I'm going to ask you to hold on. I can't bring you back in the next segment because I've got it taken care of. But can I bring you back tomorrow? Can I put you on the spot and ask you some questions tomorrow? Can you join me?
Actually, I can't. I'm going to be on the road tomorrow. I'm attending the annual Elmer Keith Long Range Memorial Invitational Handgun Shoot.
That was a mouthful, and it's so much so it's going to take me right to the break. Dave, I've got a question. What I'm going to do, Dave, I'm going to ask you now you think about this. It's kind of like a homework assignment. Maybe we should start asking young adults between 18 and 21 whether or not they feel they're responsible enough to own a firearm. If they say yes, we'll give them all the platitudes of adulthood. If they say no, we'll keep them kids till 21. Think about it. We'll be back with Taser right after this. Thanks, Dave Workman.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark. You've probably heard me mention the USCCA recently, right? I do it all the time. Of course, they're the best. Well, today I want to tell you about what happened to one of their members and how the USCCA stepped in to help. Buddy Shepard is a veteran, a former police officer, and he's a father. But one day, the screwed-up legal system turned on him. You see, when his daughter's angry ex-boyfriend threatened to hurt Buddy's family and showed up on his doorstep with a gang of thugs, he did what any responsibly armed American would do. He protected his family. But when the cops showed up, they arrested Buddy. He faced years in jail and an expensive legal battle he couldn't afford. So Buddy called the USCCA. He got the help and money he needed to beat the charges against him and go home. So ask yourself, what if this happened to you tomorrow? Shouldn't someone have your back too? That's why I want you to go to usccaonair.com today to learn how the USCCA can help protect you. Because you need to have a plan. Again, that's usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. Go there. That's usccaonair.com. And I'll see you on the radio.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Wow, what a fun 2 segments with Dave Workman, right? He is absolutely incredible. And that's why you just heard why he's my mother's favorite guest and has been for years and years and years. We love Dave Workman. You know, it sounded like Trump, didn't it? We love our Dave Workman, don't we? We just love our Dave Workman. But it's very true. We do. And that's why, unfortunately, I tried to put him on the spot on live radio and ask him if he could stay with or join me tomorrow, and he couldn't. I couldn't repeat what he's doing with the the handgun shoot tomorrow. If I tried them, I have to go back and listen to the tape and write it down, but it was all wonderful. That's why Dave Workman is so important to the community and so important to what we do. I didn't get a chance while he was on the air, so let me go ahead and put his websites out now. But he writes for conservativefiringline.com and Liberty Park Press. You can also, he's also the executive editor of gunmag.com. Gunmag.com. You can go sign up for it. I get it every month when it comes out. And he's also, as you know, a member, may or may not know, he's a member of the board of directors of the Second Amendment Foundation, and I meet with him as myself a member of the board of directors of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. We meet every year at the Gun Rights Policy Conference this year in Chicago. So make sure to check out ccrkba.org, okay, saf.org, Conservative Firing Line, Liberty Park Press, and you can read everything that Dave Workman writes. But he's a very, very, very powerful voice for what we do in this community. Thank you, David, for everything. All right, we're going to switch gears a little bit here. I love going to gear. See, I say switch gears. We're going to gear here. I love this. It seems like lately I've gotten a lot of email about non-lethal weapons, more so than I normally get over the course of a 6 or 7 month period if I start paying attention to it. In other words, I started noticing a few months ago, hey, man, I'm interested in self-defense, but I'm not really interested in carrying a gun. What are my other options? Well, police officers, law enforcement carries non-lethal force, don't they? What kind of non-lethal weaponry do police officers carry? Well, there's mace, right? And then there's tasers. Tasers. I mean, if you look at what at an officer's duty belt and you don't know if that officer is right or left-handed, you might mistake one weapon for another. And I don't know if you knew this or not, but tasers are available to the general public. And I'm honestly, I don't know why I've seen that email come in there. I've looked back and I thought, was there, what instigated this? Was there one incident that I can't put my finger on it? But joining me right now, and I appreciate it very much, is Annie Pratt, Director of Consumer Products for Taser Devices. Annie, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, Mark. Good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I'm glad you could be here, especially on really short notice. We started talking with you guys a couple days ago, and I may keep you a little bit longer. It depends. I hope you've got a few minutes, if that's okay.
Yeah, as long as you need.
All right, well, let's talk about this, first of all, because I for some weird reason, I've been getting more email than I normally do asking about non-lethal self-defense products. Can you think of any one reason over the last 5 months? Is there an incident that stands out that I'm missing that might be the cause of that? Or is it just the fact that I'm getting more email? Maybe that's just...
Well, you know, Mark, I think we're seeing a lot of people start to think about self-defense maybe for the first time and are looking at options that aren't as serious as a gun to start. So in the world we live in today, self-defense is coming up a bit more, and so I think that might be the effect that you've been seeing.
It may very well be, because I've tried to put my finger on it, Annie, and decide what is it? What's that? Usually, for example, when we see a run on AR-15s, it's because somebody's talking about wanting to ban AR-15s, so their sales. It's the basic laws of supply and demand that Dave Workman and I were talking about in the previous segment. But I haven't seen that in this case. No, I've always known about these products. I don't own a taser. That may change after this conversation, because I'm looking at your website right now, and it's buy.taser.com, or is it taser.com? And when you click on the consumer division, it takes you to buy.taser.com.
Yep, either one will work. But we send people to buy.taser.com for consumer products. We, as you mentioned, we're the same taser that law enforcement uses. So taser.com
right.
does sort of route people either in the law enforcement direction or consumer.
I like to put it this way. If cops are carrying it around the country, you can generally bank on the fact that this is an effective product. Is that a true statement?
Absolutely. And our consumer products use the same exact technology as law enforcement. The big difference is actually that law enforcement tasers have a 5-second ride. So when you pull a trigger on a taser for a cop, it's going to run for 5 seconds. For civilians, it's actually 30 seconds. And the thought there is that's long enough for you to drop that thing and get out of there.
Well, hold on a second here. I got to go here with you. I love watching live PD. I love watching cops. I've been watching the show for years and years and years. And anybody who's ever watched those shows or is in law enforcement or knows anyone in law enforcement, a lot of my listener base is all of those things or a part of some of those things anyway, maybe all of them. We've all heard that, oh, man, he's riding the lightning. 5 seconds for law enforcement, 30 seconds for civilians. The first thought that comes to my mind is, if 5 seconds is enough for cops, why 30 seconds for us?
Yeah, so we don't have the cuffing power that law enforcement does. So I'm not going to go up to a bad guy and cuff him and put him in the back of my car. I'm going to drop that while it's running and get to safety. And so we call it making a safe escape, and we actually have a safe escape guarantee. So if you ever leave your taser at the scene of a crime to get to safety, we'll actually replace that taser for free.
Okay, say that one more time. Say it's a what escape? I want people to hear that one more time.
Yeah, so safe escape. And the guarantee is if you ever are in a situation where you need to use your taser, we want you to drop it while it's running, leave the guy on the ground, and get out of there. Send us the police report, and we'll send you a brand new taser.
Wow. I was unaware of that. All right, so that account, I'm going to have to hold you over for part of the next segment, if not the whole next segment. Is that okay, Annie?
Yeah,
you're going to be
good
with that? Because as we talk about these things, I also want to go into some specifics about each of these individual products that you have on the consumer side. I think it's important, and people need to know that this is there. A lot of listener, maybe you carry a backup gun. We've all heard of the, you know, we joke sometimes about the New York Reload. The New York Reload, of course, being the backup gun, not having to worry about reload your firearm. There's a lot of talk about that, but that's a whole different show. But the bottom line is, these are products that are small enough and concealable enough that you could actually carry both if you had to or wanted to or chose to. Some people do. Or maybe you're in an NPE, a non-permissive environment. However you read the non-permissive environment. Maybe an NPE is your mother-in-law's house because she doesn't like guns, not necessarily a gun-free zone. So there's a lot of different applications here. We'll go into some of this with Annie. I feel a little bit more relaxed knowing that I've got her for a little bit more time here. All right, so the safe escape, back to that safe escape. The cuffing power, you're absolutely correct. A civilian's idea is to hit and run, correct?
Yep, that's correct.
Get out of Dodge. Stop the threat immediately. Now, with a firearm, that stopping the threat may result in death. It may not. Our objective is not to kill anybody. Our objective is to stop the threat and get out of Dodge. In this particular case, with a taser, tell me how this thing works. Am I shooting a projectile at the individual, or is it up close and personal, a thrill like a knife where you have to be, somebody's got to literally be right on top of you?
Yeah, so a taser is actually a device that shoots a projectile, like you said. There's two darts that fly from the device up to 15 feet, and those two darts make connection with the attacker. So once they've made connection, you're basically completing an electrical circuit, and we're sending electricity into that person for those 30 seconds. So that's when you see someone lock up like a board. You've seen it in the movies or on the TV shows. And the big difference, that's a taser. A stun gun is up close and personal. And there's a lot of confusion on is a stun gun a taser? Is a taser a stun gun? Taser is the brand name of a device that does shoot those projectiles. So you don't have to be so up close and personal.
So you've got distance. We're getting ready to take a break, Annie. So what I want to do is leave it right there. When we come back from the break with Annie, I want to ask a question about shooting that projectile. What distance are we looking at? What about heavy clothing? I live in Minneapolis. It gets cold up here. I'm wearing 3 layers of clothing. Is this thing going to be effective for me? Can I use it? Or should I have maybe one of their other products? Maybe I should carry a gun. We're going to talk about all of that with Annie. Then I want to go through 3 of the individual products from their consumer site. This is pretty cool stuff. Love talking about the gear. Back with Annie Pratt, Director of Consumer Products for Taser, right after this.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway, sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right, it's hard to believe we're wrapping up this hour of Armed American Radio already in segment four, but time flies when you're having fun. That's why this is the fastest hour in all of national daytime radio. And while they're all talking about all that other stuff that you see all over the news and everybody's saying the same thing about the same topic and about the whole, we don't. We're talking about this stuff that matters. All right, before we get back to Annie Pratt from Taser, the Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide from the USCCA is out. It's 100% free, 164 pages, full color. It's a book, 164 pages. I read the audio for you for those 164 pages so that you could have the audiobook version if you're driving down the road. Maybe you're a truck driver, whatever you are. This thing's great. You get both. It's 100% free. We're giving you both. ArmedandResponsible.com right now. Get instant access. It's that simple. How to detect attackers before they see you. How to survive a mass shooting. How to responsibly own and store a gun, even if you have kids. And a lot more. 164 pages. It comes with a complete audiobook I did for you. You can listen in the car. It's life-changing. It's free. Limited time. You're also going to get the bonus home defense checklist. Don't miss the great opportunity. Also, Boondocks Firearms Training Academy. BoondocksFTA.com. Boondocks, B-O-O-N, Docs, D-O-C-K-S, F-T-A.com. If you live anywhere, particularly anywhere in the Southeast, Mississippi in particular, where they're based out of, this is the training facility for you. You visit the site that I just gave you. You can check out the training classes, the course calendar, the pro shop, the ranges, and a whole bunch more at Boondocks. All kinds of defensive handgun training, shotgun training, rifle training. There's an alumni range, IDPA defensive pistol matches, private instruction, instructor certification, self-defense classes, lethal force simulator, land navigation course. They teach church security, active shooter, first aid, youth program, special guest instructor, the whole nine yards. AAR is the promo code, and you get 10% off when you book your class training. Okay? And it's priced right to begin with. BoondocksFTA.com. Please support the companies and organizations that support us in this day and age when some companies are under tremendous pressure to walk away from us because we talk about freedom and they hate it. BoondocksFTA.com. Promo code AAR, 10% off. Let's go back to Annie Pratt from Taser. Annie, welcome back and thanks for being here. I love this stuff.
Thanks for keeping me around. This is fun.
Oh, yeah, this is fun. Let's go into some products now and let's talk some tactics, okay? I live in Minneapolis, Minnesota, let's say, and I don't. It's too cold for me, but I go up there a lot. And, man, I'm wearing three or four layers of clothes 8 months out of the year. Is this product, shooting a projectile, going to work for me in that environment?
Yeah, so the cool thing about the darts that shoot out of a taser is we actually only need the tip of the dart to be within an inch of skin to make a connection. So you got a heavy jacket on. We're probably going to penetrate the jacket but not get to your skin all the way. As long as that dart is within an inch of your skin, that electricity is going to jump and we're going to complete the circuit.
You know, there's also a deterrent effect, too. And whether you, I don't know if you know this about me or not, but I used a firearm to defend my life back in 2002, and the mere presence of my Glock 36 at that moment in time against two individuals stopped any further attack against me. Thank God I never had to pull the trigger. So there's a deterrent effect as well. Let's talk about the first one. The Taser Pulse is what I'm looking at. It retails about $399.99. And I'm telling you right now, listener, this thing looks like a firearm on first glance. If you see it, you're going to want to go the other direction. This is the Pulse, right?
Absolutely. Yep. Looks very similar to a firearm, and you can carry it similarly, too. So we have some holster partners. Crossbreed is actually coming out with a holster for the Pulse very soon. We're very excited about it. And Blade Tech and Sticky also make holsters for the Pulse.
Well, of course, the Armed American Radio Weekly Monster Show comes from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. So this is like a match made in heaven. Optimized self-defense range on this thing is 15 feet. So that eliminates the up close and personal. Annie, let me just tell you this about me. I hate knives because in order to do damage with a knife, an individual has to be up on top of you. It's almost like a sexual thrill. These are very dangerous people with knives. And this thing keeps the distance. That's the beauty of a firearm. It extends the distance between individuals and potential attackers. The Pulse does the same thing.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the difference between a taser and a stun gun, is I don't want anyone that close to me.
All right, and you can carry this. If you're looking, listen, I want you to take a look at this, taser.com or buy.taser.com, and look over at the consumer products. You're going to see the Taser Pulse. This thing is extremely cool. Size, I'm looking at the picture of it. How does it feel? How does it fit? Basically, on a man's or a woman's hand, what size is it? Give me some type of idea.
So it's a subcompact form factor. It fits. It's small. It's fits great in my hand. I have small hands. Men with larger hands, this thing is going to be small. That being said, a huge difference between this and a firearm is also this is going to be very lightweight. It's not made of metal, it's made of plastic, and we have electronics inside. So it's like holding a remote control as opposed to holding a gun.
Charging it.
There's actually a battery inside that's going to last you 2 years. So it's not a rechargeable battery. It's going to last, and then there's a battery indicator. It tells you it's time to get a new one.
All right, so this thing, listeners, comfortable to carry and use. It's fast on target. It's effective up close. It's easy to maintain. It's legal to own and legal to carry in most states. Do you know of any states? I believe even this is legal even in Jersey.
Legal in Jersey, yep. The only state restrictions we have today are New York, Hawaii, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts. But we have a lot of momentum, even in those states, to get the taser bans lifted. So we think in a year or so, we should have legality in all states.
Yeah, and that just happened in Jersey over the last year. So the move there is going to set precedent to help you in those other states. I have no doubt that this is going to be available in all 50 states. Believe it or not, of all states that might fight, Hawaii might be the one that fights harder than any of the rest of them. But, okay, this is great stuff. Now, you got photos of it. You carry it, and basically with Crossbreed coming out, I know it's going to make it very versatile. Let's go over to the other product that shows up on here, and I think this is very cool too. Now, this is the Taser Strike Light. It runs about $129. We've got about 2 minutes, so I want to move quick. This is an 80-lumen flashlight, and it's a stun gun, right? It's got a stun arc. What's that real fast?
Yep, so that is a stun gun. There's no projectiles there, but the cool thing is it's a really high-grade flashlight, and so if you're out walking the dog or you want to keep something in the car, no one's going to know that it has that stun capability unless you want them to know.
And if you want them to know, you're literally going to stick this thing in somebody's chest and activate it, and they're going to back off really quick, aren't they?
Absolutely. And the sound that it makes a loud arcing sort of crackling sound. Mm-hmm. Great for scaring animals away. If you've got coyotes or something nearby, they hear that and they take off.
Dog walkers, this thing is absolutely beautiful. I didn't even think about that aspect of it. Really interesting. 80 lumen flashlight, stun gun capability, loud stun arc, rechargeable battery up to 5 hours of light, and 105 second stun cycles. If you need any more than that, I'm going to suggest you probably should move, okay, from where you live. And the last one, last but not least, with about a minute, a lot of people are familiar with this one more than any other, and that's the Taser Bolt. And it also retails at $399.99. Tell us about this real fast.
Bolt used to be called the Taser C2. It's been around for years. A lot of people will recognize this product. Looks similar to a remote control, a very discreet form factor. The beauty of the Bolt is it's exactly the same as the Pulse, except you can walk around with that in your hand and no one knows what it is. It doesn't look like a gun. It doesn't feel like a gun. Like I said, it looks more like a remote control.
Yeah, it does. It's arced at about maybe 40 degrees, kind of the way you hold it, and it's a very ergonomic design. Annie, we've got 30 seconds, so I'm going to have to let you go now, but will you come back on a subsequent program? I'd love to bring you on the Sunday Monster Show sometime in the very near future so that we can talk about these products in some more detail in a much larger audience. Would that work for you?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'd love to.
All right, great. Annie Pratt, and the website for this is buy.taser.com. These are very cool products. I'm going to look into these for myself, just because I love all this stuff, right? Anything I can get my hands on, I'm going to do. And I'll be honest with you, I haven't owned a Taser. Thought about it, but I've never had one. I'm going to think about it now. I love that little lightning. When we come back tomorrow, we're going to get up and do it all over again because we can and because they don't want us to. In the meantime, I tell you every single day, remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club or maybe your lightning bolt, right? Oh, we might have to change that thing up. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.